power-to-weight ratio, or PWR, is the central metric for comparing triathletes and cyclists because it measures watts produced per kilogram of body weight, not just total watts. It is calculated by dividing functional threshold power, usually measured with a 20-minute test, by body weight in kilograms. For example, a 70-kilogram athlete with 240 watts of FTP has a PWR of 3.4 watts per kilogram. That metric matters most on climbs, where a lighter athlete with a higher ratio can pass a heavier athlete with greater absolute power. On flat terrain, raw power and aerodynamics become more important. The main argument is that triathletes and cyclists are not simply different versions of the same endurance athlete. They require different power profiles, training distributions, and recovery strategies. Triathletes are optimized for sustained, steady output across multiple disciplines, while cyclists are optimized for variable, tactical racing with repeated high-intensity efforts. Triathlon power demands are relatively stable. Top triathletes race at about 58-65% of maximum aerobic power and use an intensity factor of roughly 0.72-0.75 for long course events. Their best bike performance is linked to consistency. Athletes who keep a power variability index below 1.05 tend to perform better in the subsequent run. Triathletes also benefit from an 80-20 training split, with about 80% of training at low intensity and 20% at high intensity. Weekly bike volume is often 10-15 hours. Recovery is more conservative because high-intensity sessions must not create fatigue that harms swimming or running. Cycling power demands are far more variable. Professional cyclists may perform 20-70 surges above VO2 max during a race, with power peaks around 795 watts for 5 seconds and 411 watts for 60 seconds. Race intensity factors are higher, often 0.85-0.95. Cyclists typically train with a 65-35 split between low and high intensity for 8-12 hours per week. They need to recover quickly from repeated bursts, so their training includes more frequent high-intensity work and shorter recovery windows than triathletes. Training approaches differ accordingly. Triathletes prioritize aerobic endurance, steady power, and avoiding excess fatigue. Cyclists prioritize repeated threshold and VO2 max efforts, tactical power, and rapid recovery. Strength training can improve PWR by 8-12% over 3 months when programmed properly, but the emphasis differs. Triathletes use strength training to maintain power without accumulating fatigue, while cyclists can tolerate more aggressive strength work because they do not need to preserve energy for additional race disciplines. Weight management is a key part of PWR optimization. The recommended approach is a small caloric deficit of 300-500 calories during base training to reduce fat, maintenance calories during the build phase to develop power, and performance fueling during peak or race phases to support race weight and output. The goal is not simply to lose weight, but to preserve or improve power while reducing body mass. Power development methods include sweet spot training at 80-90% of FTP for endurance, short sprint intervals at about 125% of FTP for power, and progressive hill repeats, starting around 1,000 feet of climbing. Equipment also matters. A power meter helps track training accurately. Reducing wheel and tire weight can improve climbing more than reducing static bike weight, and a proper bike fit can increase power output by 2-3% without any change in fitness. The article also provides practical wattage ranges for triathlon distances. Sprint distance racing is typically around 0.95-1.00 of FTP, Olympic distance around 0.88-0.95 of FTP, and half Ironman distance around 0.82-0.88 of FTP. It notes that a lighter cyclist with lower absolute power can still be faster than a heavier, more powerful rider because weight, bike type, and wind conditions strongly affect speed, especially on climbs. The critical takeaway is that neither triathletes nor cyclists have a universal advantage. Cyclists may have an edge in raw or peak power, but triathletes often have an edge in endurance efficiency and steady-state execution. The best athlete for a given effort depends on the demands of the event. Success comes from matching training to the sport. Triathletes should emphasize consistency, low-intensity volume, and controlled intensity, while cyclists should emphasize variable power, higher intensity, and rapid recovery. PWR is the link between body mass, power output, and performance, especially in climbing. A good PWR is not a single fixed number. It depends on the athlete's level, discipline, and event.